PBS Kids.
Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up, it's Word Girl. Flying at the speed of sound, vocabulary that sounds from the planet lexicon. Watch her villains, here she comes. Faced with a catastrophe, we need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the crime world in check.
Listen for the words increase and decrease.
The flower is flying at the 10th annual Cheesecake Celebration as Josephine's Bakery puts the finishing touches on what will soon be the world's largest cheesecake. Oh, that smells good.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hereby present Josephine's Bakery with this handsome commemorative plaque declaring this the world's largest cheesecake. Forget it.
No! All my hard work! Who would do such a My mini cheesecake!
Oh, it's my mini cheesecake now!
Shrunken cheesecake, mad cackle, mouse-shaped blimp. But what does it all mean?
Dr. Two Brains is back in town?
Dr. Two Brains? Leave the news to the professionals, Becky.
You mean like the news, the post, and the coupon clipper?
Holy Toledo! Dr. Two Brains is back! What a story!
I guess those news professionals sure know what they're doing.
Oh, they do, Becky. But I'm gonna beat them all to an exclusive. I'm gonna figure out the scene of his next crime.
That would be a great scoop. But what would Two Brains try to steal next? We know he's got a shrink ray, so the target is probably going to be something big. And we know he's got the brain of a hungry lab rat, so the target is probably going to be something cheesy.
Something cheesy.
That's it! The giant cheese wheel down at the supermarket.
Becky, you're a genius! You've got a great brain for the news, you know that?
Do you think so?
Sure! In fact, I could use some help chasing down this story. How'd you like to be this reporter's official assistant?
Really? Your assistant?
Stick with me, kid, and you'll go places.
He called me Kid.
Meanwhile, in the lair of Dr. Two Brains...
Who would have thought it would be so easy? Step one, build the laser beam that shrinks even the biggest piles of cheese to the size of my hand. Step two, shrink and steal all the cheese in the entire city!
But now the cheesecake is so small.
The cheesecake is small because I used my shrink ray to decrease the size of it.
But why make it so small?
So it would be easier to steal.
But now there's hardly any cheesecake.
That's because I haven't used my grow ray to increase it to its full size.
So once you increase it, it'll be big again?
Ha! Precisely!
So what are you waiting for?
Well, shrinking things is easy, but growing them to their original size requires a very special type of fuel. Parsnips!
Parsnips?
Parsnips! A delicious garden vegetable. In order to increase a shrunken cheese item to full size, I need an entire crate of parsnips. I've got 3 crates ready to go.
And you definitely need all 3 crates?
Yes, parsnips are incredibly hard to find around here, especially by the crate.
So, if somebody was messing around with the grow ray and they used up a crate, that would be bad?
Extraordinarily bad. But that's not a problem, because I've got all 3 crates right here. 1, 2, 2. Henchmen, do you have something you'd like to tell me? What about you? Come on, fess up.
I got a new pet bunny.
Meanwhile, at the grocery store, Scoops, Becky, and Bob are keeping an eye out for Dr. Two Brains.
Hey, Becky, stay alert. Dr. Two Brains could strike at any time.
Right.
Can I help you kids find something?
Oh, no thanks. We're just trying to decide what kind of, croutons to buy. For, salad.
You've been here for 2 hours.
Well, the wrong crouton can ruin a perfectly good salad.
Good point. Carry on.
Scoops, I don't get it. Why can't we just tell him why we're here?
Reporter lesson number one. When you're on a top secret stakeout, it's important to maintain your cover so that no one knows you're really a reporter.
Oh, of course.
Our cover is that we're salad experts from the French Riviera. See, most people don't know that the crouton was invented by Heinrich von Krugelheimer, admiral in the German Navy.
Say, kid, we've got these great new croutons from Switzerland.
Scoops! This looks like a job for...
Becky!
Yes?
How'd you get so big?
I hate to break it to you, but I'm the same size I've always been.
Holy cow! That means I've decreased in size. Oh, I gotta get this down. And as the vicious villains reduce this reporter...
My cheese!
My story!
Word up!
Meanwhile, high above the city in a giant inflatable mouse...
At last, two of the three biggest cheeses in town are mine! One more and my plan is complete. And it's about time. I'm getting increasingly hungry.
Yeah...
All right, what's your problem? You are ruining a really enjoyable evil scheme here.
I'm worried about Flopsy. Is he gonna be okay by himself?
Well, maybe if you hadn't used my grow ray to turn him into the world's biggest bunny, we could have brought him along.
Well, you don't have to rub it in.
Oh, never mind, never mind. The important thing is, even though you foolishly decreased our supply, we still have enough parsnips to operate the grow ray 2 more times. Oh, now, come on! Whoa, who is bothering my blimp? Word girl, knock that off!
Not until you knock off all the cheese shrinking.
Let me think about it. No deal!
You'll have to do better than that.
No, I won't. I don't want to shrink you. I want to shrink that.
I should have known. The 413 Cheese Express.
Oh, forget it, Word Girl. Over 10,000 tons of delicious, creamy cheese. And it's all going to fit in the palm of my hand. Word girl, or should I call you Wee Girl? Flick!
Whoa! Thanks, Huggy. I owe you one. But right now, I've got a friend to rescue and some cheese to recover. Word up!
Word Girl and Captain Huggy Face take to the skies in order to find Dr. Two Brain's secret lair.
How are you lifting that giant monkey?
Dr. Two Brains may have decreased my size, but my superpowers are as super as ever.
I see.
Now, if only we had some kind of clue as to where he was hiding out.
Okay, how about a clue the size of an enormous bunny?
Well, that would be perfect. Well?
Oh, come on.
Ah, okay, that's a pretty big clue. Thanks.
That's what I'm here for.
At last! Time to increase the size of my ill-gotten cheese! Of course, thanks to some people, I am down to 1 crate of parsnips with which to fuel my grow ray. But if I line up the 3 items single file and set the laser coordinates very precisely... That was the last crate! Now what are we going to do?
You've got bigger problems than a parsnip shortage, Dr. Two Brains!
Huh? Who said that? Is that monkey talking?
No, down here! Hello?
Oh, hello.
Yeah, we're here to foil your evil plot!
Well, you're too late!
Ha! That's what you think!
No, I mean you're too late. It's already pretty much foiled. These two... used up my last crate of parsnips. Without parsnips, I can't increase the size of all this cheese.
Not to mention me or your captives.
Word girl, the shrink ray got you too.
Yeah, are you two all right?
All right, I'm getting the best story of my life.
Well, I'm not all right. I've got a lot of work to do. We got a big shipment of parsnips down at the grocery store today, and they're just sitting there.
Not for long.
Hey, where's she going?
Flying back to the grocery store to get more parsnips.
Excellent. I'll use them to increase the size of this cheese. Ah, good work. Well, word girl, it looks like your chances for success are decreasing rather quickly.
That's what you think.
Has worked beyond my wildest dreams. Something is not right here.
I think we've been shrunk.
Shrunk?
Ah! We've been shrunk! Oh! You'll never take me, word girl!
Put a lid on it.
No fair. Hey!
Huggy, catch! Oh!
And so, Word Girl once again saves the day, this time from a terrible cheese shortage. Increase your chances for fun and excitement by tuning in next time to another episode of
Word Girl!
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play
May I Have a Word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is dazed. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word.
Bo, aren't you gonna call on me?
What's wrong with him?
Mr. Handsome?
Snap out of it, dude.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Bo, wake up!
Oh, my goodness. Where am I? Sorry, everyone. I don't know what happened there. I didn't get a lot of sleep last night. I guess I was in some sort of daze. Let's get back to the game.
Dazed means unable to think or react properly. To be kind of out of it. Just like you were, Bo.
Congratulations, Phil. You're today's winner. Huggy, show him what he's won. An all-expense-paid trip to the moon! How good does that sound, Phil? So good, it looks like Phil is now dazed. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Word Girl!
Psst, listen for malfunction and clever.
When we last saw Toby, he'd been sentenced to several weeks of house arrest with no phone, no television, and no robot privileges.
Oh, you think you're so perfect, don't you? Always trying to show me up with your excellent grasp of vocabulary and your dark, glossy locks. Well, your cleverness and beauty won't be enough to stop me this time, word girl. This time.
You'd better have your coat on, young man. We are leaving for the department store in 5 minutes.
Ready when you are, Mother. Ow!
A shoe shopping expedition. What could be better than spending this delightful Saturday indoors?
Welcome to Department Store Shoes, making feet happy for over 45 years. Your size, please. Let me get my foot measurer.
Hello, Toby.
Becky.
Still grounded, huh?
Not that it's any of your business, but yes, I am. Thankfully, nothing so trivial could stop a brilliant mind like mine when it's intent on destruction.
What are you up to?
Yeah, meet me in women's casuals in 15 minutes if you want to find out.
Just look at this selection of brown loafers. And is this a price gun malfunction?
No, that's no malfunction, sir. We guarantee the lowest prices on brown loafers every day.
Wow. Becky, at these prices, you and I could get matching pairs.
That's great, Dad. Super idea. Why don't you start putting some aside while I run over to the, hat department. I have to get a hat for the, hat club at school.
Ah, yes. I remember my first hat club meeting.
Really? Right. Good. So I'll just be off getting a hat. Be right back. Come on, Bob.
Hey, how come Becky got to go off on her own?
A little something called hat club.
What?
You'll understand when you're older.
Psst! In here, quickly!
So what's
How good
this
of
all...
you to... please go ahead.
No,
absolutely
you
first. Not, I insist.
Okay, I'll start. What are you up to?
I don't know why I'm bothering to explain my ingeniously clever plan to someone so powerless to stop me, but it goes like this. I have a plan to destroy this city brick by brick.
Why would you do that?
Because I can, of course, and also to make Word Girl taste the bitter taste of defeat. I know I used taste twice. Now, I have composed a series of nearly impossible-to-solve brain teasers. All Word Girl has to do to stop the robot is to solve my riddles. Not likely. Impressed? I knew you would be. Let's get this party started, shall we?
What did you just do?
Dear simple Becky, look to the skies.
Looks like trouble. Come on, Bob.
Word Girl! How nice of you to drop by.
I heard you have a riddle for me?
News travels fast, but my robots travel faster.
I don't get it.
It was a joke. Never mind. Word Girl, look to the skies.
What's that say? A Jace Fat Kite Pike's money?
No, the robot is malfunctioning!
Malfunctioning? You mean it's not working right?
I don't understand. It all worked in the test run.
Well, can we, keep things moving here?
Fine, I'll just read it. Not nearly as dramatic. A place like this, you might find it funny. One day they give you cash, the next, take your money.
The bank. All right, you big lug. Huggy, hit him with battle plan number 43B. Word up! Good work, Huggy.
Dad! You think you're so clever, don't you?
Maybe. If by clever you mean quick to understand and exceptionally smart, then yeah, I guess I'm pretty clever. And thank you for noticing.
Well, get ready for my next riddle!
I am not alive, but I...
Sorry, missed that last bit.
Inconceivable! Two robot malfunctions? Oh, but then that won't stop Theodore Toby McAllister, the third. Plan B! I am not alive, but I janow. I janow? That doesn't sound right. Maybe that's a P? I can't believe I can't read my own handwriting.
Let me take a look. I am not alive, but I grow. I don't have lungs, but I need air. I don't have a mouth, but water kills me. What am I?
Give up? Good.
Fire. Let's go, Huggy! Secret takedown plan number 237! Remember last time with the... Now! Woohoo! Great teamwork, Huggy! Huggy? Hold on. Oh, Toby! I've got something for you. Toby! Toby?
Hey, it's Wacko!
Oh. Looks like we're going to have to head inside.
What do you think they mean when they say nearly leather?
No idea, Dad.
Well, sounds like progress to me.
This'll just take a second. Hello, Mr. Average Man About Town. Is he okay?
Oh, sure. Happens all the time.
As I was saying, shopping for your daughter, are you? Ha! Well, I may not be a 10-year-old girl myself, since I'm clearly an alien superhero, but on my home planet, we prefer shoes like this. Not that I know for sure that you're buying shoes for a 10-year-old girl. I mean, how could I, seeing as how we've never met? Oh, right. It's because I'm a superhero that I do know. I'm super clever. We should go.
Oh, there you are. I'm surprised you were clever enough to find me.
I'm full of surprises.
Defeated another one of my robots, did you? Well, no matter. I've been working on something that's sure to work this time.
Wow, that must have taken ages to put together. How long have you been standing here?
Oh, forever. I think my mother is trying on the whole store.
Yours too, huh? My mom once spent 4 hours trying on jeans. Ask me how many pairs she bought.
How many?
None!
Maddening. Absolutely maddening. Hey, are we...
You gonna blow something up or what?
Right. Blow something up. Of course. Prepare to be amazed! It actually worked!
My face is cold, my eyes are glassy. Sometimes I'm cheap, sometimes I'm classy. I never need food, I never need water. But if you like me, you'll change my diaper. Huh, pretty good. Yeah.
Oh, I've got you this time. You don't know the answer.
Dolls? Do you mean Dolly Dollarton's delightful house of dolls?
No, I mean City Hall.
What? That doesn't make any sense. What do diapers have to do with City Hall?
Plenty. Not so clever after... Wait. Diapers?
Yeah, read for yourself.
That's not right. I sent the robot to City Hall, not Dolly Dollarton's. Dolly's was just a backup.
So, City Hall, then?
Did I say City Hall?
Too late. City Hall it is.
Well, at least I know there's no way they'll defeat my robot in time. Plagued by malfunction! Okay, fine. Well, you won't solve my next riddle so easily.
Are you going to use the doll one now?
No! Maybe. Yes. But it won't matter. You will taste the bitter taste of defeat. And I, for one, will be writing to the management. This, mannequin arm has been lying here, just waiting for someone to trip over. Ready to go? Good, because this shopping trip is taking a lot longer than you promised. Or I suppose if you had just a few more things you wanted to try on. You know, a few more. Ow.
I just don't understand how it happened. 1 minute she's there, and the next, she's gone.
There you are, Becky. We were just about to send out a search party.
Oh, the escalators were malfunctioning, and we got stuck on the second floor, but it was okay, because they got them moving again.
Oh, well, that's good. Meanwhile, young lady, I think you are really going to like the shoes we picked out for you. I got some super advice from a very special friend. They were recommended by none other than Word Girl!
Oh, those aren't the ones I picked out. Ow! I mean, those aren't the ones Word Girl picked out. Not that I would know. I mean, I wasn't there, so how could I know? I mean, thanks, Dad. You, kept the receipt, though, right?
So, once again, Word Girl saves the city from almost certain doom using her snazzy combination of cleverness and style. And Toby's malfunctions didn't hurt either. Keep up the not-so-great work, Toby. Be sure to tune in next time for another action-packed episode of Word Girl!
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I have a word?
Phil, you correctly defined the word dazed. Ready to play the bonus round?
I hope I don't mess it up.
Love that enthusiasm. Okay, take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for dazed. Okay, what do you think, Phil?
Number two.
Sorry, Phil, it's number three.
Did I say two? I meant number three. I must have been dazed like the butcher there.
Too bad, Phil. I guess you tuned out for a second. Huggy, show him what he would have won. Yes, it's all the astronaut food you would have needed on your trip to the moon. See you next time on...
May I have a word?
Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word up!
Favorite word, what's your favorite word?
My favorite word is terrific because it is very exciting and it has a lot of jump to it.
Space is my favorite word because it is the first word I've ever said. Whenever someone is too close to me, I say, space. And sometimes when I have free time, I just like dream off and look into outer space for a little bit. And also, give me my space.
That's my favorite word.
Captain Huggy Face, show us what flabbergasted means. That's right! Flabbergasted means to be so surprised you can't think or act. Congratulations, Huggy. Flabbergasted.